understand, sir. I was only moving it out of my way.
And there are other things that are not your concern.
Well, of course, sir, I wouldn't...
You are not my son. And you are not yet even my son-in-law. You will agree I am entitled to some privacy. Let us not say secret. Some proper privacy from a mere secretary and assistant. However much confidence I have in him.
Of course.
And I do have confidence in you, Bennett. I am confident you will respect my wishes. Carry out my instructions. As to certain correspondence I expect from London.
Correspondence?
Letters, Bennett. Letters and packages of a strictly private nature from London, which will be marked beneath the stamp with a cross. Do you understand?
A cross beneath the stamp?
Just so. Letters and packages so marked are not to be opened by you. If you value your place here and your happy position with my daughter.
And correspondence so marked did arrive?
Yes, there have been several such deliveries.
And you obeyed the professor's command? You've no idea of their contents?
None. They come from London. They were addressed in a rather illiterate handwriting. Beyond that, I know nothing.
Yes, and the box you so angered him by touching.
Mr. Holmes, the new development I mentioned, the incident the night before last.
Yes, I've been wondering about that. All in good time, Mr. Bennett. All in good order. Huh? That's the proper method. My method. Huh. The box.
I can tell you a little about it. Wooden, quaintly carved. I think he must have brought it back from Prague.
Its contents, too, are a mystery to you.
Yes. All I know is he keeps the key to it on his watch chain.
When did the incident you just described take place?
Early in July. In fact, I can tell you the exact date. I have it here. The 2nd. And it was on that date, too, that Roy first attacked the professor. On July the 11th, there was a similar scene, which Edith witnessed. Again, on July the 20th. Then we had to banish the dog to the stables.
Admirable.
But he had been such an affectionate animal.
I mean, you're an admirable witness. It seems you do appreciate my method.
I learned method, Mr. Holmes, from my great teacher, Professor Presbury.
Now, Miss Edith Presbury.
Edith?
The professor's daughter, your fiancée. Did she, too, note the disturbing change in her father's character?
Well, yes, she did, of course, but I don't see the relevance of that. She knows even less than I do about the marked letters.
There's more to this than marked letters, Mr. Bennett. And you've agreed, have you not, to be utterly frank with me?
Yes, I have.
Because we have to violate a deeper privacy than the professor's correspondence.
I don't understand.
It is understanding we seek, is it not? Now, tell me what your fiancée has confided in you about her father's altered behavior.
The day he came home from Prague, the first time she saw him on his return.
Come on now, Roy. Good boy. We'll keep each other's spirits up. We'll have a run in the meadow. Let the fresh air... Farmer! Oh, you're home.
So I am, Edith. So I am. And how wonderful it is to see you.
We were so worried. No word from you.
And to see Roy. Good boy. Good old boy.
Where have you been?
Both of you look radiant. As the garden does. As home does. Everything does.
Father, please. We've been so anxious.
Where I've been is of no matter. Now I'm home. I have nothing to tell you that you need to know, or that would entertain a young lady. But you... You have much to tell me.
Tell you?
Oh, I've been homesick, Edith. Very sick and failing indeed. But now I'm well, healthy and well, and eager to be doing. Don't I look well?
Oh, yes, you do, but...
Oh, that chestnut tree is splendid, isn't it? And the lawn positively shines. Alice, how is Alice?
She's well, but of course she too has been at a loss.
At a loss? My Alice? Not for company, I'll wager. No doubt a host of young fools has been buzzing around her like foraging bees. Oh, that fatuous swarm will now be dispersed, annihilated. The honey's all mine. Mine. And mine alone.
Pride. That was the word she used. He seemed so proud. Some breakthrough in his work, I assume. New work, he said to me. Bold work.
And yet, according to Edith, he didn't talk about his work.
No.
About his Alice.
Gentlemen, I feel I must tell you about the night before last.
Yes, September the 4th. Nine
what?
Nine. A meaningful number, I think.
Holmes, what are you talking about?
Do tell us what happened on this significant date, Mr. Bennett.
It was about 2 in the morning. I was lying awake.
I thought by the look of you, you might have been sleeping badly.
With so much distress, Doctor.
You may consider.